It's a clear, blustery day on the Missouri River in Glasgow, Missouri. Mike Watchering and his team from MFA Agri-Services are loading soybeans onto a barge. A large chute fires the beans onto the boat.
Our system will allow us somewhere around 5,500 bushel an hour to be put on the barge. So it's going rather well today, for as cold as it is.
Usually farmers store their harvest in silos and grain bins. But this year, farmers brought in so much, there's just no room, especially in Missouri, Indiana, Illinois, and South Dakota. Normally, when farmers want to sell their crops, they truck their corn and soybeans to their local grain elevator, where it catches a train to its destination, a big animal feed company or a ship ready to export. But this year, the few rail cars up for grabs got snapped up. Watchering says he's still waiting for his first set of 25 rail cars.
We're supposed to ship three sets of 25 this fall. And we haven't even got the first set shipped because cars were not available to us.
So, for the first time in more than a decade, MFA has put river barges back in service to get the grain to its buyer. The freight trains that typically lug grain away have been slammed with orders and are having trouble keeping up. That's due in part to a shortage of cars and competition for space on the railways from oil and gas companies in the midst of an energy boom. John Miller of BNSF Railway says the burgeoning oil and coal sectors in the upper Midwest are compounding the congestion problem, even though they use different types of rail cars.
Not real happy about it, but there hasn't been any one sector that has been disproportionately affected. It's been across all the networks.
To help ease the block, BNSF says it's investing $1 billion to expand the railway network, add 900 new rail cars, and hire more than 5,000 people.
If there's not enough storage, rail service problems persist, grain could be stored on the ground and run the risk of spoiling.
That's Bruce Blanton, Director of Transportation for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says there were less than 6,000 rail cars loaded with oil back in 2007. In 2013, that number shot up to 400,000. Pair that with a bumper crop harvest, and that creates a lot of cargo with little space to move it. With the backlog of railway shipments, deliveries have been late and even missed. That's why some growers are changing their sales strategy.
They're looking for more marketing opportunities domestically since they are having trouble on the rails, which can be shipped shorter distances perhaps by truck or barge.
But selling locally means farmers might not get the best prices. And even those truck and barge services are pressured by high demand and limited space. Barge rates are climbing, and some states are extending the river navigation season and increasing weight limits for trucks. Back on the barge, the cargo hold is about 75% full. It takes 8 hours to fill up completely. MFA's Mike Watchering says putting the barges back in service cost nearly $50,000, so he hopes the barges stick around to help in the spring and for next harvest.
The barges really came in at a great time. Our numbers are way up on everything that we've handled, and it will be a challenge to get all of the corn hauled off.
He says even though the barges help, the transportation crunch won't be solved overnight. Till then, farmers can only hope enough space opens up for the remainder of their harvest to ship. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.